Welcome to the Human and Technology Podcast. This podcast is for anyone who develops, distributes, or uses technology. For all those who always have the feeling that technology overwhelms or dominates them. For everyone who wants to know how to deal with technology in everyday life. For anyone who wants to understand what technology does to us and how we can get our lives back. This podcast is for those who want to make technology sexy. All the product developers, designers, UX, UI professionals, product managers, CTOs, and CEOs. And it is for you. My name is Dr. Peter Ryska. My friends call me Dr. Peter. I am your host, and I am happy that you are here. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Human Technology Podcast. In this podcast, I'm having different, let's say, kinds of episodes. Some are more technology-oriented, some are more development-oriented, some are on future trends, some are on past analysis, so different kind of things. And every now and then, I do something that is more personal and maybe a little bit into personality development, into business and how I see life and how I use the things that I have learned over the years I am on this globe. And this episode today belongs to the last category, to the personality development, business and life category, and is based on the past weekend when I did two longer tours with my motorbike. And after the ride, I thought, what did motorbiking, what did riding my Harley teach me for business and life? And this is what I'm going to talk about today. And at the end of the day, this is a human technology thing because I am human, and some of you may not believe, but I am. And I have my machine, the bike. So at the end of the day, it is also a human technology, a human machine kind of podcast episode. So let's jump right into it. I have seven things that I learned over time, over the years I have been riding, and things that reflect into my life and into my business. And the first one is, I'm still learning. I am a learner. Every time I ride, I learn. I made my driving license for motorbikes at the age of 18, which is the normal age in Germany when you are allowed to drive cars and motorbikes. Things have changed over the past more than 40 years, so it's not that easy anymore. But anyway, at 18, I made my driving license. Then I went to university, did my PhD, founded my family, bought my house. And so over years, many years, there was either no money or no time to ride, or both. And with 37, 38, I restarted riding. I bought my motorcycle. We bought two. My wife bought one. I bought one. And we started riding again at the age of, I think it was 37. And the first one was a so-called soft enduro. This is the motorbike pendant to a mid-size SUV. It was a 650 cubic centimeters, one-cylinder Suzuki. Very nice bike, very good if you start riding again after a break of almost 20 years. I mean, I had rented me motorbikes and vacations or scooters, so I was not totally out of the two-wheeler riding, but that was small. And so I got that one, and after a few years, I got me a Street Fighter. That was my Buell Lightning. I totally loved that bike. Harley Davidson engine in a sports frame. Very cool thing. And it was about 12 years ago, I bought my first Harley Davidson motorcycle. And it was the biggest available. It was an E-Glide. So if I do things, I do them correctly. Today, I ride a Road King, which is basically the same, but without all the cases and the bat wings and everything. And when I got it 12 years ago, one of my biker guy friends said to me, "You will need 2 summers. You will need to ride 2 summers to be able to handle this bike, to somehow handle. You will not be good after 2 years, but to at least somehow handle it, you will need to ride 2 years." And that was absolutely true. Also, truth is, I'm still learning. With every ride I do, whenever I get off the bike after half a day of riding, after 300 kilometers, 200 miles, I find out I have learned something. I'm improving every time I'm riding this bike. I'm optimizing things, details of my driving style. I learn about the bike, I learn about the streets, about the roads, I learn about traffic, I learn about myself every time I'm riding this bike. And this is pretty much the same in life and business. So, Confucius, the Chinese philosopher, said, "Learning is like rowing against the stream. If you stop, you fall back." Continuous learning, steady learning, discovering new all the time, remaining curious, getting new competencies, that is important for me. And I don't do this blindly. I know these people, many of them are women, that need to do this education and that education, and I will need that one, and then I can start my business. And then they have a mixture, a wild mixture of things that where you say, "Hey, how does it work together? How does it belong together?" This is not what I mean. I mean, very focused, strengthening your strength. The things that you want to move forward in, those are the ones when you say, "Okay, that is where I have my focus on. I will use this one to improve myself in something that is either important for me or that I'm already pretty good in." This is one thing that I don't like about our educational system. Humans or teachers always talk about our weaknesses and try to improve us on our weaknesses. No, it is much better to say, "All right, I'm improving on things I'm already good in. I'm sharpening my profile." And this is the first thing, continuous learning that I learn from my bike and that I apply in my business life and in my life. Second thing, focus, focus, focus. If you're on a bike, you need full focus on riding. Don't look at the landscape. Don't do anything else but just scanning the road ahead, keeping in full eye on the traffic. And sometimes, if it gets easier, if you have a long straight, the thoughts start wandering around. I always pull them back. So I need to be fully, fully focused on riding. This is for my safety. I want to survive. And so I have to keep an eye on the road, on the traffic, on the streets, on whatever is happening around me. It's the same in business. So some of you may know that, probably in the English version, not so much, but I did an interview with my colleague and friend, speaker colleague, Ilya Greshkovits, who's one of the big business speakers in Germany. And in his podcast, he asked me, "Tell me the secret of your success in one sentence." And I replied, "Focus." So it was not even a sentence, it was just a simple word. And he said, "Well, that is just a word." And then he said, "Yeah, if the more I think about it, the more I find out it's super easy, it's just one word, but there is a lot of depth in this. There's highly complex things behind this." And focus for me means I'm focusing on one business model. I'm a freelancer and I'm doing all my consultancies and I'm doing my speaking work, and this is what I do. A focus on things I am working on Dark and Art. This is human-machine interfaces, the relationship between humans and technology. And first of all, it is between drivers and cars. So these are the things that are in my focus, and I won't do anything else. Some other freelancers, some other people running businesses, they are having everything. They're doing everything for everyone. No, I don't do this. I have a focus, a very strong focus. But it's also focusing on the moment, focusing on the moment we are in, because that is all we have. The past is just memories we carry around with us, and the future is maybe dreams and ideas we have, but both are not reality. Both are not what we are. And what we are is we are in the moment. And this includes that I reduce distractions. So I'm turning off my emails when I want to work something. I'm turning off all the beep tones and all the vibrations of my smartphone, and I turn it onto the display. So it's lying here, it's not making any kind of noise, it's not making anything while I am working here. And this also includes my meditation exercises that I do regularly. This helps me a lot to keep wherever I am, my focus. And it's also in life. You have to set a focus. You can and focus only focus on one thing: fame, all money, all freedom, all family, all. Yeah, you can select one of those, and every now and then things come together. So if you become famous, you may also become rich, or the other way around. If you have a lot of money, you may become famous for that, or you can buy yourself freedom. But at the very end, you have to decide what is your main focus in life. One example, if you optimize for fame, if you optimize your life for being famous, then in Hollywood, you will become an actor or an actress. Yeah, you will be on the red carpets and everybody will talk about you, people will write about you. And of course, if you are a successful actor or actress, then you will make a lot of money. But you optimize for fame. If you optimize for money, for being rich, then you will become a producer, a movie producer. Yeah? They are very often not interested in fame at all. Yeah? So they stay in luxury homes in Malibu or on the Hollywood Hills, while all the others are walking on the red carpet down in Hollywood. So you have to optimize on one thing and make a decision and say, hey, this is what I want. You can change it over a lifetime, of course, but you need to have this one focus in your life. Third thing, the bike follows the eye, which is somehow connected with the focus we just talked about. The bike always follows your eyes. It rides where I look at. So if I look at the pothole in front of me. You have a super plain, super good road, and there's one pothole in that. And you look at this pothole, you will run through the pothole. Guaranteed. Yeah, so don't look at the pothole if you want to miss it. It's just like, I don't ski, but I know it from people talking to me. It's like in skiing. There's one tree on the skiing track. And if you stare at that, you will run into this. Yeah, and I'm using this phenomenon when I get into a curve too fast. Maybe I've underestimated the curve, or maybe it is changing its character. It's going from wide to narrow while you drive through it. And if I'm too fast in these curves, I move my eyes to the inner side of the curve. And the bike stays online. It stays exactly where it's supposed to be, absolutely clean. If you're shocked and you look to the outside of the curve, then this bike will fail. You will drive to the outside of the curve and you may run into others. You may crash the car into the wood, the bike into the woods. So it is super important, if you want to ride easily and clearly, for look where you want to drive to and not where you do not want to drive to. It's the same in business and in life. Whatever you focus on gets big and gets important. Your thoughts steer your cognition. And in the end, your cognition steers your reality. If you see the bad in everything, it is bad. So I had a friend almost 30 years ago, and she was always complaining about life. And I said, hey, if you are nasty towards life, life will be nasty for you. And this is, of course, the truth. If you focus on the negative, your life will be negative. And this is, we know this. And of course, things happen. Things happen that are not under our control. And things may be bad at first sight. And of course, you can swear and you can be sad about things. But very soon, there is the point in time when you will find positive things if you look for them. And then things may get easy. And you shall not be over-optimistic and unrealistically positive. This is not what I want. The idea behind this one is focus on the positive things, because there's always positive things, and turn them big. Because if you focus on them, you will make them bigger, you will make them more important, you will make them more relevant. And then at the very end of the day, you will have a better life with this. All right, number four. Straights are boring. Curves are cool. For me, on the motorbike, it's not about the speed. It is about the curves. That is the real fascination. Driving through curves and steering the bike out of the balance, rebalancing it. That is the one thing that really the biggest thing that fascinates me. Just giving full power and driving over a straight autobahn or highway with 250, 300 kilometers per hour, that is not the challenge. That is not the kind of riding that I like. It is sometimes the slow ones, the slow riding. That is the real challenge. The ones where the flow starts to stop. And the same in life and business. Routine is boring. In business, the real fun comes when a new client calls me, when new focus points pop up, new questions are asked, when new things are discussed in the community. Those are the exciting points. Yeah, in the past months, it was human machine interface ecosystems, for example. I haven't designed a single HMI just for one screen in a car since many years. Usually it's more than one screen in the car, and then we have an app, and then we have a charger, and then we have maybe a PC application, and everything needs to work in an ecosystem. Well, that was a new thing for me, and that is a cool thing. Or artificial intelligence. That is one that came up a year and a half or two with a project I'm working on. And again, pretty cool challenge, yeah? To collect all my invoices and bills and everything I have paid, and all the invoices that I send out together, and send that to my accountant. I'm doing this once a month. Every month, in the beginning of the month, within the first week, I collect all these papers, put them in an envelope, and send them out. This is boring. Yeah, I have to do this, but this is not really exciting. This is not what makes my life cool. So that was number four. Number five, having the experience of a flow. On the motorbike, I had a couple of times a flow experience. And this is absolutely unique. It's incomparable. And it always comes up when the balance between my abilities to ride, between my competence on one side and the challenge on the other side, is perfectly balanced. The balance is perfectly balanced. All right. So if the balance is perfect between my competence and the challenge, if the challenge leads me a bit over the limits of my competence, but not too far beyond it. And that gives me the feeling after a while, everything works. It is super easy, and it looks super easy, it feels super easy. But you need full focus and you need your full competence to do this. And this is almost like meditation. In life and business, the experience of flow is something you should search for. The condition where you totally sink into something, where you're totally involved into something, you forget about time, you forget about your environment, you forget about everything. And you feel like you can do everything. And it is difficult to make this in a conscious way, but you can make it easy to find you. Yeah, so a flow always finds you, but you can provoke it. You can make it easy for the flow to find you. And it is coming to you when you love what you do and when you give everything, when you're fully focused on something and you put everything you have into what you do. Number 6 is responsibility. So everything is in me. I have the full responsibility and I have the full results of my doing. When I write in a way that I believe that everybody else on the road, every pedestrian, every bicycle driver, every other biker, every car driver, every truck driver, every bus driver is a paid killer that just wants to kill me. This is my mindset when I get on the bike. Everybody else is against me, and I have to ride in a way that I'm safe. I don't trust anyone. I'm responsible for my safety. I'm responsible for arriving safe. It's in my hands. This is the mindset I have when I enter the bike. And in life and business, it is very much the same. Don't count on others. Don't count on others, the society, the politicians. They are not responsible for you. Only you are responsible for you. Nobody else. Of course, it is easy to give away responsibility, to claim somebody else being guilty, to expect that somebody else pays for me, decides for me, cares for me. But this is not what I see is important in life. And the nice thing is, the word responsibility means the ability to respond. And if I give away responsibility, I give away the ability to respond. Something happens to your life and said, oh, it's not my fault. Somebody else is responsible for this. You're out. You cannot do anything. If you give away the responsibility, you take the ability to make decisions, to act. You give that out of your hand. And we are intelligent beings on this world. And I take this serious. And I take the fact that I am born as an intelligent being, that I have a limited time on this globe. I take this serious and I want to make the best out of it. And this works only when I am responsible, when I have responsibility, when I have the ability to respond. Don't blame anyone else. And this point for me is one of the most important ones out of the 7s. If I have to rate, then that will be the first one. Saying, hey, my life, my decisions. I don't wait for anyone else to do something for me. I'm doing this. And of course, there are things out there that are out of our control. But again, it's your ability to respond to all this if you have the responsibility for your own life. Number 7, the final point. It is all about fun. In the Western world, riding a motorbike is basically nonsense. There is no real reason to ride a motorbike. It's different in Southern America and Southeastern Asia. Their motorbikes are an important, essential part of the mobility mix. In the Western world, in Germany, Europe, the USA, it is just something you do for fun. Yeah, and you take a super hot combustion engine, and then you take 15 liters of highly explosive gasoline on top of that, and you put the entire thing between your legs, and you claim this as freedom, and you call it a lifestyle. Totally nonsense, right? If you have a closer look at this, if you analyze it, if you look on motorbike driving like this, it is nonsense. You sit in the sun. You sit in the cold, in the heat, in the rain. You're outside. You get wet or you get grilled. And you pay a lot of money for that. So my Harley Davidson was more expensive than the car I am driving. And let's not talk about repairs or spare parts of Harley Davidson. It's always killing my breath. It's always killing me when I see the invoices at my Harley dealer. The prices are ridiculous, but I love it. I totally love it. And that is what really counts. That is the only thing that counts. And that is the same in business and life. Love what you do. And it gets easy. It gets fun. And I know that I will get some resistance here. But if you love your work, and if you love your life, you may have some stress sometimes. You may be under pressure sometimes, no question. But you will not experience a burnout. Burnout is always also a bore out. You're bored by what you do. So if you love what you do, then you will not experience a burnout. And if you have the feeling you're running towards a burnout, check it out. What are the things that I have to do, that I must do? And skip them. The formula is easy. Love what you do. Love life. And probably, maybe, you have just this one life. Make it the best possible life. All right. Those were the 7 points that I learned from motorcycle riding for life and for business. I learn everything every time I ride a bike, and I learn everything in life. Focus, focus, focus. Keep your focus alive in motorbike riding and business and in life. The bike follows the ice. Whatever you look at, whatever you fixate, whatever you focus on, that gets big and that gets important. And if you focus on the negative parts of life, your life will be negative. Straights are boring, curves are cool. Life is good when there are challenges and when you learn new things. Allow yourself to get into the flow. If you're in the flow, things get easy, time passes quickly, and it feels like you can get everything done. Responsibility. It's in you. It's all about yourself. It's about your decisions. Keep the ability to respond. Keep the responsibility. And finally, it's all about fun. If you have fun in life, you have a better life. That's it for today. Thank you for spending time with me. I hope you were able to take something with you and do something for yourself that will be forever. For an ongoing exchange, you will find me on LinkedIn and on my websites, peter-rusker.com and beyond-hmi.de. Write me an email, an podcast@beyond-hmi.de. Tune in next time, take care, and stay healthy.